Welcome to the podcast, Your Time with James Sweetman. Each week, my guests and I share stories, challenges, and vulnerabilities, all with the aim of helping us to live in a more soulful, authentic, and integrated way. So thank you for tuning in. Let's jump into this week's episode. Hello and welcome to the final podcast of the year. As ever, I can't believe how quickly the year has gone by, especially the last 3 months. This week also marks the 150th episode of my podcast, a milestone that has sort of creeped up on me. So of course, I have to say thank you to everyone who tunes in regularly and for the reviews, comments and kind notes I receive. They're always welcome because it lets me know that my weekly musings are finding an audience, which of course encourages me to keep going. In previous years, for this final episode, I've shared my thoughts on mindfulness at Christmas, and in last year's episode, I shared many questions that help us close out the year. This year, I've created another reflection or meditative piece, a few minutes of what I hope is some Christmas calm, a moment of quiet reflection during what can be a hectic, even frantic time of the year. I was delighted with the response to the meditative piece I shared a few weeks ago. You might remember it. It was called 5 Minutes for Me. So I hope this one resonates as well and that you find it to be a worthwhile resource, something to tune into when the stresses of Christmas get just a little too much. As I often say, if spring is for new beginnings, summer for harvesting and getting things done, autumn for letting go, then winter is the time for turning in and resourcing ourselves. And I hope this week's reflection piece helps with that. Emotions are heightened at this time of the year, so my intention is that the words and music encourages you to drop your shoulders, catch your breath, and to feel a little calmer or more centered. I won't end this episode with the usual outro, as I want the words and music to close the show, as it were. So if you enjoy it, please let me know, share it on social media, or pass it on to a friend who might find it helpful. Before the music comes in, let me say thank you again for tuning in each week, for helping me reach this 150th episode milestone. I'll be back in early January, so in the meantime, I wish you and your family a wonderful and a wonder-filled Christmas, and every best wish for the new year. Take a moment to notice your busy thoughts. All the to-dos. Everything and everyone clamoring for your attention. Notice the worries and concerns, those familiar companions. Now imagine everything floating in your mind, like snowflakes in a snow globe, swirling and fluttering. But calmness is just a breath away. So breathe and allow your thoughts to fall. Now picture that snow globe. Still and clear. Let me slide under the busyness. Let me sink below the planning and rushing. Let me find the stillness beneath the surface. Let me ease into a comforting peace. The true essence of Christmas. Imagine now an image that soothes the soul. An object, a flower, an open fire. Let it be a symbol, a portal, connecting you to the one who witnesses. And breathe again. In this moment, I acknowledge how far I've come. Another year done. I made it. In spite of the trials and tribulations, frustrations and failures, I'm still standing. Sometimes thriving, sometimes surviving. But I made it. Older, yes. Wiser, I hope so. Let my last words for this year, or any year, be thank you. I open my heart and remember the good times. Memories of when I felt most alive, when I laughed out loud. I'm thankful for all who have walked with me throughout the year, throughout all the years. It's the people in my life that are the true gifts. And if grief is my companion this Christmas, I remember that grief is just love with nowhere to go. So I'll give love a home within me. My loved ones would love that. A soothing balm on a heart that is broken. So what have I learned these last 12 months? What came into my life just to remind me to care for myself? To acknowledge all that I've achieved or taken for granted? When were the times when I said yes, when every part of me screamed no? When did I so want to declare a bold, brave yes, but the tendrils of my fear kept me silent? When did I so want to dance, but I sat it out? Maybe next time I won't overthink it. Maybe next time I'll leap without looking and discover my wings. Maybe next time I'll dare myself to be bolder. From this place, the summit of the year, what was life trying to teach me? In dark times, what couldn't I see? But perhaps now I can. From this high place of hindsight, in how many ways do I get in my own way? How many times have I dimmed the switch of my own brilliance? Have I settled for acceptance when I crave happiness? Have I sacrificed my authenticity on the altar of conformity? But I always do my best. I don't forget that. And I don't forget all the moments of joy this last year has brought. I store them away as cherished gifts. And what do I want to put down and leave behind, tombed in the pages of an old diary? And what did I start this year that might endure? What excited me? I'll have more of that, please. This Christmas, what new light can I welcome into my life? What seeds can I bring with me into a fresh new year? What conversations could I start? What could I try? What could I try that my future self would thank me for? This Christmas, can I bring more peace into the world by bringing it into my heart? Can I be a conduit for tolerance and compassion by being mindful of my thoughts and actions? What can I gift myself this Christmas? A token of my self-esteem. And if Christmas is just for children, could it be Christmas for the child in me again? What inner feeling would I love to have this time of year? If it's peace or happiness or joy, they're not found in glittery things. It's on the inside where all feelings reside. Maybe I've buried them. Maybe the weight of the world has crushed them. But maybe I can go on a treasure hunt and find all those lost parts of me. And maybe, just maybe, in the midst of the stillness, right at the core of me, I'll find a diamond. The knowing that I am the love of my life. Now, wouldn't that be the best gift of all?